Asia, heat of the moment, Jason's classic cut on a Tuesday, the Jerry Bader Show, 10:07. I want to finish this topic with a very good email from a regular listener talking about the two girls who, to pay homage to a fictional character they thought was real, tried to stab to death a friend who's clinging to life. They're 12 years old, they could face much of the rest of their lives in prison, which is a debate for another day. Hi, Jerry. I was not sheltered as a child. I can remember being at the drive-in in Little Chute, watching Friday the 13th with my parents. However, my parents were also very clear when I was little, meaning from as far back as I could remember, what was right, what was wrong, what is fiction, and what is reality. What I think we're experiencing is the clear example of parents removing themselves from the actual raising of their children. I do not disagree with that, by the way. Schools have become daycare centers and responsible for things that parents used to be responsible for. That includes teaching your children how to be happy, responsible adults. I don't think it's so much an issue with two working parents. I think that is part of it. So much as those parents are not taking an active role in the raising of offspring, you can't separate one from the other because the job becomes harder. What I'm saying is my wife and I both work. What I'm saying is it becomes even harder to fulfill that responsibility. When you have children, you as the parent now have to put your own goals in life on hold for the most part. That time, energy, and resources are now taken up by those children. That's the way it is. However, boy, this is great stuff. Because we've become a selfish, self-serving society with instant gratification. People having kids now do not put that time into raising them and do not make, and now this is me talking, do not make it the most important thing in their lives. We've been told you can have it all. It's true. And that's a big part of it. I'm not saying my wife and I are perfect. My God, not even close. But I can say we tried our hardest. And a lot of parents can. A lot of parents can't. And that, I think, is an issue here. All right, on to something else. Radio Jeopardy. Pair of Brewer tickets for later in the season at stake here. Actually, I have two and I didn't know which to go with. I'm going to go with this one. I had another one I could have used. The Radio Jeopardy category for a pair of Brewer tickets. By the way, Brewers are undefeated in June, Jason. They are 12 games above 500, 5 games ahead of the Cards. On or about June 1st. This is about as good as it gets. June 1st is that where you got to be above 500 if you're going to have a reasonable chance at the playoffs. I just feel this team is coming together. They're not as good as they can be, in my belief. Anyway, pair of tickets. Oh, they will be buyers. No doubt about that. Pair of tickets for a game later in the season for Radio Jeopardy. The Radio Jeopardy category. Phones ringing off the hook. Radio Jeopardy category is politics. Radio Jeopardy category is politics. I want to get a winner here quickly, and if I don't, I'm going to start throwing out clues. Radio Jeopardy category is politics. Radio Jeopardy answer is, this is now estimated to be about 235, down from 325-ish. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Radio Jeopardy category is politics. Radio Jeopardy answer is, this is now estimated to be approximately 235, down from approximately 325. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Ray on the road. Ray, remember a form of a question. Ray, go ahead.
What is Chris Christie's weight?
You know, I even tried to fudge on it, and you still got it. I even rounded. The actual numbers are 322 and 236, and nobody really knows because he's not saying. Political Ray actually has a story where they spoke with doctors trying to figure out how much he's lost. They are they are obsessed with this, Ray. Obsessed.
We're all obsessed with your weight loss. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. But see, I'm honest about mine. You know, here's the thing. In fact, I have not said this publicly. I started at 221 pounds. As of this morning, I weigh 159.
Wow.
Yeah, so I've lost a little over 60 pounds. Well, people could tell I was fat. There's really not a hell of a lot of reason trying to hide it, you know? And clearly, he's doing this, I think, because he thinks he has to run for president. But he's being coy about exactly how much he lost. Ray, hang on, okay? Because Jason's got to get some information. Congratulations. I'm glad that didn't take long because I do want to get to other things. Yes. He appears to have shed as many as 85 pounds since his lap band surgery last year and looks to be down to a healthier 230-something weight, according to experts. Chris Christie will not divulge how much weight he has lost. He probably wants to continue losing weight. Based on photos, they are talking to doctors who think that he had a BMI, body mass index, of about 45. That would have put his weight at about 322 pounds. That's considered extreme obesity. In the photos taken in 2014, Christie appears to have dropped to a BMI of 33, or roughly 236 pounds, the doctor said. Look, Chris Christie is still, if he can get past the whole Bridgegate thing, is expected to be a top contender for the Republican nomination for president. Look at how obsessed they are with him. And look at the seismic scandals it takes from President Obama to get just even a little bit of attention from them. Or on Obama, I should say. Interest from them. It's just incredible. Now, For certain reasons, my weight loss was public. Chris Christie's is going to be public because he's a public figure. I get that. But it's still his decision if he wants to not divulge how much weight he's lost. It's certainly his right. So now we've got someone looking at photos and trying to determine. You know, it would be interesting for him to just come out and say, you're so full of crap. Here's how much I weighed, and here's how much I weigh right now. But he probably won't do that. So congratulations, Ray. You are going to the Brewers. Speaking of other numbers, here's another number for you. I could take 1,000 guesses on this, and I'll bet you nobody. And this is another politics and number. 3,778. I'll give you a clue, Jason. Wisconsin politics. That actually is a pretty big clue. Let me throw a couple of other numbers at you. Okay, the number I gave was 3,778. Another number would be 15,000. Another number would be 2,300. These are all related to the same thing. Nominating signatures for the governor's race. The state accepts a maximum of 4,000, but Scott Walker got over 15,000 anyway. Mary Burke, 3,778. John Lehman, a candidate for lieutenant governor, submitted 3,858, more than Burke. It's interesting. She's been a candidate for about 8 months now. Was there a team of supporters and volunteers out there circulating papers for her? This is all very interesting stuff. By the way, Halsey, who's trying to be a fly in the ointment, had about 2,300 signatures, but I don't think that's going to be enough. He had to turn in at least 2,000, no more than 4,000. I don't think 2,300 is enough. Here's what's going to be interesting. People are wondering how annoying he was going to be to her. Here will be a measure of that. How hard does the Democratic Party of Wisconsin and or Mary Burke work to eliminate at least 300 of his signatures so he doesn't qualify? How big of a deal is that going to be for them? If it's a big deal for them, then you're going to know they really don't want him around. That's going to be the thing to watch. All right, I've got more numbers for you. For a guy who hates math, I've got a lot of numbers. My next set of numbers are 18 and 34. Doesn't this sound like Sesame Street? The Jerry Bader Show today is brought to you by the numbers 18 and 34. Actually, just the next segment is. And why it might be bad news if you're an impending empty nester, such as my wife and me. It's 10:18.
The Jerry Bader Show.